Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Ncube. Tonight, we are discussing the failure by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to pay back millions of dollars owed to companies who deposited the money to secure foreign currency through the foreign currency auction system. This comes as the RBZ rolls out its new currency called the ZiG. But first, a look at what's happening in other parts of the world. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors. He underscored that any attack on the Philippines would invoke a mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara reports.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea, with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats. It was a focus of the trilateral summit Thursday between President Joe Biden and leaders of two U.S. allies in Asia, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing.
Facing the complex challenges of our time requires concerted efforts on everyone's part, a dedication to a common purpose, and an unwavering commitment to the rules-based international order.
Kishida is concerned with similar Chinese tactics around disputed islands in the East China Sea, called Diaoyu in China and Senkaku in Japan.
In the midst of compound crisis faced by the global community, multi-layered cooperation between allies and like-minded countries is essential if we are to maintain and bolster a free and open international order based on the rule of law.
Last week, the Philippines, the U.S., Japan, and Australia held joint naval and air operations in the South China Sea to deter Beijing, prompting criticism by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning.
China is resolutely opposed to the Cold War mentality and bloc politics, and to words and deeds that make and exacerbate contradictions and undermine other countries' strategic security and interests.
Biden, Marcos, and Kishida announced new maritime defense deterrence measures alongside infrastructure investments in the Philippines and collaboration on global humanitarian assistance efforts. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A decade on, the world has largely forgotten about the Chibok girls who were kidnapped by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. But for victims and their families, like Solomon Maina, who is still waiting for news about his daughter, the tragedy is ongoing. Olivia Chan of Reuters has more.
My daughter.
Solomon Maina's daughter, Deborah, was one of the 276 schoolgirls kidnapped from their dormitory in the middle of the night by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants 10 years ago.
Bring back our girls!
Global outrage was swift. The Bring Back Our Girls campaign drew support from the likes of Michelle Obama and Sylvester Stallone. Then in 2016 and 2017, negotiations led to the highly publicized liberation of around 100 captives. Deborah was not one of them. A decade on from the abduction, the world has largely forgotten the plight of the Chibok girls. But for Maina, the tragedy is ongoing.
I am anytime thinking, even, for example, at night, I am thinking that, oh, this is my daughter. Where is she now? Is she in a comfortable place or what kind of place that she's living? This is any time I'm thinking in this way.
Abductees who have returned home have struggled to resume their lives. Some are raising children fathered by their captors. Others have waited years for funds promised by the government to continue their education. Yagana Yamani is one of the liberated captives. She waited for government funds for 6 years after escaping her captors. She finally asked her mother, a farmer, to help. Now 25, she is studying public health.
And after secondary school, they say that even master's degree, everything they will do for us. But after that secondary school, we didn't see anything again. Nobody called us that this girl has graduated from secondary school. Let us take us for the university or that school. No. They didn't fulfill their promise.
Dozens freed only in the past few years are living inside a military-run rehabilitation camp with surrender Boko Haram fighters they married in the bush. That's according to the Murtala Muhammad Foundation, a charity that advocates for them. Three of the surviving women told Reuters that in at least 5 cases, women who arrived at the camp unmarried have been married to surrendered fighters once there. Family members say government officials have officiated over such weddings in an apparent effort to appease the surrendered fighters. Mohammed Maina is the program officer for the foundation.
I can say they're still married, like with the contact they hold in the forest. So they're still holding to that tie, to that bond. And I don't know, maybe after they were fully released into the society, they will do a proper wedding with the blessings of their parents. Because I believe some of them, their parents have not yet blessed the marriage.
The state official in charge of the rehabilitation project did not respond to a Reuters request for comment. Roughly 90 Chibok girls are still missing. Based on the accounts of former abductees, the Murtala Muhammad Foundation believes a third of those have died in captivity.
Those that remain in the bush, that are my friends. They are my friends. So I was praying. Maybe one day we'll still see each other.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today we are discussing the failure by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to pay back millions of dollars owed to companies. This at a time when the new currency called the Zimbabwe Gold, or ZiG, introduced barely 2 weeks ago, has already started losing value on the black market. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the line by economist Professor Elliot Masosha of DeVry University in Ohio here in America. Welcome to the show, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
We are also joined by economic analyst Mr. Masimba Kuchera, who is in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Tavoka, and greetings to the listener.
We'll start with you, Mr. Kuchera. Looking at this situation, where the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has failed to pay back companies their money that they deposited with the hope of buying the U.S. dollar. Is this not a crisis? What are the implications of such a move?
So firstly, I think it's very sad that the Reserve Bank has chosen to do this. It's also a clear indicator that the transition from the Zimbabwe dollar to the ZiG was not properly planned. Because if it was properly planned, then the companies might have had information might have been made aware, and the Reserve Bank would have stopped the auction so that they wouldn't be taking people's money. So the crisis is that some of these companies would have been given money by clients to be able to purchase goods outside the country. And failure of the Reserve Bank to then pay back that money will leave a lot of companies in serious trouble, because then they will need to pay back the client, but they do not have the money because they have deposited it in the RBZ. So the failure by the RBZ to pay is sad, to say the least.
Thank you, Mr. Okuchera. Prof, what's your take on this one?
You know, this is a failure of the government, you know, to stop the black market, because if you are not providing enough resources for businesses, and then they are going to go somewhere where it is going to be available, and definitely it will be available at a high cost. You know, whenever anything is available at a high cost for any business, that means prices of goods and services are also going to increase. So, and it's not the first time the government has been owing businesses. I think from day one, when the auction system started, that has been, you know, the problem. And I've been talking to business people in Zimbabwe whenever I'm there, why they are getting money, you know, US dollar, which is expensive, instead of the auction system. And they were just telling me that that auction system does not work, because they go there and pay their money, the Zim dollar, and then they spend months without getting what they have bought. And anybody who really understands, you know, business itself, how do you expect a business to operate when you are not providing, you know, enough foreign currency and many other services like electricity? You know, they will have their own way to get that instead of closing. And then their own ways of getting resources like the U.S. dollar will definitely be expensive to consumers, because they will always push expenses to consumers. And then the government will say, well, businesses have to drop their prices. How? If, you know, the government itself have never corrected themselves. And I was listening to the governor a few days ago saying that the Reserve Bank has so much reserves of foreign currency to make sure they are going to sell to businesses. You know, I don't know how correct that is if they are not able to sell that foreign currency, you know, immediately to somebody who would have given them money. So, and that also means that the black market is not going to go away. Okay, the black market is always going to be there as long as the government is not able to, you know, sell U.S. dollars to businesses and even individuals as well. We should not forget that individuals, they need, you know, rand, the U.S. dollars, to go to neighboring countries to order their goods and services. And any economy in the world, you know, listeners, I want you guys to listen to this. Any economy in the world is driven mostly by small businesses. And we see in Zimbabwe, when we talk about small businesses, everybody selling anything in the street, you know, is a type of business, and they need resources. And some of those resources are the U.S. dollars to go and buy in neighboring countries or the rand. Where do you think they will get that? They don't qualify to get it from the auction. And those who qualify to get it from the auction, they don't get it, you know, in good time for them to to smoothly operate their businesses. Therefore, everybody will be going in the streets on black market, creating demand. Wherever there is demand, then the U.S. dollar will be so much expensive. From the U.S. dollar being so much expensive, everything in the stores will be expensive as well. So that's a failure of the government that they must immediately address if ever they want this new Zig currency to be stable.
Prof, tiri kuona zvese izvi mataura nyaya yestability tichitarisa currency itsva yeZimbabwe gold. Nemaonero enyu muri kuona kunge zviri kuedzwa kuitwa neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe zvekuti vange vachiunza kugadzikana kwemari vachishandisa currency itsva iyi. Muri kuona chiri chinhu chinogona kubudirira here?
Chinhu chinogona kubudirira kana chete hurumende ichinge yagadzirisa mamwe maitiro ayo seyatanga achitaura iwayaya wokuti vakaunza vanotezvo vakaunza Zig currency tsvayo vachiti yakabatanidzwa negoridhe. Kana yavapo ichashandiswa kupi kwacho? Kana ikasakwanisa kushandiswa kumapassport, ikasakwanisa kushandiswa kumabhodha uko, hapana chavanenge vaunza. Zvekare kana ikasakwanisa kushandiswa kunochinja vanhu vachiwana maUS dollar, kungava kumabhengi, kungava kumabhiro tichejuku, hapana chavanenge vaunza. Nokuti mari kusimba kwayo kunoonekwa nokuti inoshandiswa kupi. Kuhurumende kwacho ikoko inotambirwa here mari iyoyo? Zvekare inenge iripo here? Nokuti zvinoitika ndezvokuti mari inenge ichinzi yavapo, asi hapana pamwe pokuti munhu unenge achikwanisa kuibata, nokuti Reserve Bank inenge ichiti hatisi kukwanisa kuprinda mari yakawanda nokuti hatina goridhe yokuibatanidza nayo. Kungoshayikwa ikoko kwemari iyoyo, kupambira kwayo munyika, muvanhu, zvinotoita kuti mari iyoyo inge isiri mari inozokwanisa kusumudza hufumi hwenyika. Mari kana ichinge yaintrodyuswa inoda kuti ikwanise kunge ichiwanikwa kwese kwese, pangava pamaATM, mumabhengi, mumacash out points, masupermarket, kuitira kuti munhu akaiwana unogona kunotenga kumisika. Ngatisakangamwa vanhu vari mumastreets vaya vaya kuti havashandisi makadhi okunzi mari inenge ichidziri pakadhi, vanoshandisa iri keshi yomumaoko. Kuwanda kwekeshi munyika ichinzi inowanikwa pese pese namaATM paya paya ndo kuti ufumi hwenyika husumuke, nokuti munhu unenge aibata maoko the next thing chaanoita kuenda kunoipawo kuno umwe munhu ichisekileta ichinero iri mari chaiyo. Saka kushayikwa kwayo sezvaiita dzimwe mari dzaiintrodyuswa tadzisingaonekwi kuti dziri kupi, kuzvoungoti pamwe iri mukadhi, mukadhi harisi kunotenga kumusika. Saka tinoziva isu kuti pamabhizinesi, paufumi hwenyika, panonzipo fortune is at the bottom of the pyramid. Varombo vaya vakapambira vatinoziva kuZimbabwe ndo majority yamaZimbabwe, vakakwanisa kuwana mukana wemari iyoyo, vanongoidzosera mumabhizimisi ose, kubvira mabhizimisi ari pakati pavo, mabhizimisi okumatauni uku, ndo kusumuka kunoita ufumi ikoko, mabasa anenge achizowanikwa. Saka ndo panofanira kutariswa hurumende ipapo, kana yaunza mari ngaichionekwa mari yacho ichishandiswa kwese kwese. Hurumende yotosunga kuti kumapassport taakuda Zigi chete, kumabhodha taakuda Zigi chete, mari yacho ichinge ichiwanikwavo.
Tinotenda Prof. Mr. Kuchera, nxa sikhangela lapha imali enjale eZig, sibona ukuthi ngesikhathi iqalisa ukusebenza ngomvulo bekuthiwa nxa uthenga idola leMelika uyalithenga nge-13.45, kodwa abanye sebesithi khathesi benelisa ukuthi nxa besiyathenga idola sebethenga nge-15 kusiya ku-20, okutsho ukuthi imali le isiqalisile ukuthi iswele amandla. Ngokubona kwenu yikuyini okwaphazamisekayo phakathi lapho kwenza ukuthi imali le ihle igijime iswele amandla?
Okokuqala ngathi mina waba lokungahle selegi we Reserve Bank yalethi imali wodwa i-cash yangkhona ingekho. So abantu bazamelela 3 weeks ufika mhlaka 30 April uze babe le cash eyabasiki. Owesibili ukuthi abantu kathesi kabakabi lethemba lezikhle abakayithembi izinto ukuthi izasebenza. So ngokubona kwami uswela ithemba, ukuswelakala kwethemba lokhu yikho okunye okwenze ukuthi izinto iqale uswela amandla. Kodwa bengifuna ukuthi mina ngikhumbula ngo-2007 ubaba Gideon Ngono wathatha ama-US dollars abantu esithi ema-banks laphana kuzaba lama-mirrored account. Wathatha iminyaka engxenye phose emithathu kumbe emihlanu ukuze amanye ama-organizations, amanye ama-companies
Mr. Kera, kulo munye ongenilea lapha ecingweni, ngicela ukulimisa mbijana liza aphenduka. Alo, Moyo Linjani.
Aiwa, sikona makadiko.
Tinofara, muruku iwona sei inyaya ya atiru kukurugura nesha yo nasi.
Ya, regain ditenge kwa sawa muna wapadare, brother Tabuka Ngobe, nevatere nevatarisi. Na uye marie zigi akapinda mukati menyike yedu yeZimbabwe pamavhiki apera. Tanika dazwa kukutaura ndicho kuti sezva tiri kunzwa kuti makambani ari kunyimwa mari dzavo vachiti vanogona kuchepesa zigi zvichinzwa zvekuti pamusika black market vanogona kutoikanganisa. Ini ndandiroda kuti nyika yedu ipapo inoresa nokuti kunyima makambani mari kutokanganisa zvikuru. Makambani aifanira kupiwa mari dzavo. Nokuti zvakada kungofana nokuvharira mwana mumba kuti handi kuti mwana wangu abude panze nekuti kana akabuda mwana sikana akabuda panze unozoita musikanzwa. Kana mwana angu une musikadza ndinozvaona kuti nauye ungoti mari yezigi uya kwayakaita zvisira kungoona zviri paisha zvinzi yako shanda kuti inoshanda sei nekuti pane mari dzakambouya kumasure uko aimbova mabhondi coin ainzi panguva aiva 1:1 US dollar asi akazoona kuenda nekuenda. Zvisingozvida asi kuti maonera ndakaita ndoda kuti vakada kugadzisa nekuti 1 US dollar mazuva apera apa yanga yosindwa ne 40,000 zimudollar. Saka haninyatsanguziva kuti ivo kuronga kwavo pamari yezigi vanotida kuti imari ine simba yakamira so yakamira so. Asi kuona kwangu dai takambomira tione kuti mwana uyu wakaberekwa uyu tikanzwa vahengwa chiti mwana wakaberekwa akasofa. Tione kuti mwana wakaberekwa uyu uchava achafamba sei oro mwana werudzii tichimboona nokuti hameno nokuti vanhu vakawanda pamari yezigi tinokuva tinoshanda sei. Asi kuona kwedu inoona zvinhu zvinongozongofanana nemamari aingovapo kare nakare sezvinongotoro vadare asi tirangoona kuti mari yavo iyi ichava ichashanda sei kana ichaperera papi. Zvinhu zvaisati yatovako ichazotanga kuzovako kupera kwomwedzi uno. Saka toona kuti mwana wacho unotanga angoita mukurumbira itori kunzi upechazvarwa mwana iri nhombo isingazvinogona zvarwa futi mhepo ndikandomaonera ndiriita asi regai tingoonawo kuti zigi ichashanda sei. Hei nyika yeZimbabwe wakomana
tinotenda vamwoyo nepfungwa dzenyu. Mr. Kuchera liyakwanisa ukuqhubekela phambili sizwile njalo laphana umoya ekhuluma ngokuthi abaningi bamelela ukuthi babone ukuthi kuzahamba njani. Lingaqhubekela phambili Mr. Kuchera.
Ngathi mina bengisithi uthathelwa wamakhampani ezimali okhanye njengani uhulumende weZimbabwe uyakwenza bengirefera undaba ka-2007. So ngilethembele ukuthi amakhampani lawa aza kukhulumisana le-Reserve Bank njalo i-Reserve Bank izadingisisa ukuthi inike amakhampani izimali zawo ngoba ukusetshenziswa we-local currency ngamakhampani yikho okuzaletha ithemba ebantwini. Nxa umuntu engahamba lezigi yakhe business X ethi yena akayifuni izigi abantu bazalahla ithemba. So ngizwa njalo ugovernor futhi akafuni ukuthi abandezele abantu ukuthi basenze iziki kodwa ngethembele ukuthi uzenze ukuthi iziki yangkhona ibe i-currency engasetshenziswa ngabantu bengaya ukuyothenga i-fuel bengaya kuma-tokens owawukhulunywa ngoprofessor ukuthi bengaya njalo uyothatha ama-passport ngathi ama-government services ungakuyeukuthi singawabhadalela ngamaziki uzenze ukuthi abantu babe lethemba nge-currency le.
Siyabonga Mr. Kuchera. Prof, nyaya iri kuramba ichidzoka ndeyekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuti aiwa regai timire tigoona kuti zvinofamba sei. Musati mapindura prof, pane vapindawo parunhare. Hallo.
Ebo.
Ye, linjani, lingenile kuhlelo?
Ye, hayi, singenile.
Ye, libona njani udaba lwemali lolu oluqhubekela phambili ukukhanya sengathi RBZ yehlulekile ukuthi iphe amakampani imali eyama-US dollars ababeyibhadalele?
Udaba lwemali lolu luyahlupha lolo ngoba luqiniseni imali ibolekwe njengokuthi izabisela. So ithembiso esiseyiweyo abantu abayibisela imali yabo ngoba umuntu ngamthembisile wathi uzomnikeza wakusiza ekhangelene nayo ukuthi uzamnika something uma ungasamningi vele uyafuna imali ngehliziyo. So sekusenzela kwabanye abangingakhiphi izimali ukuthi bekwanise futhi ukuthi bengincedise kokunye bengayisabi ukuthi becele sekuhlukuthi bephinde.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba Nkomo ungena kuhlelo. Prof, nguva dzedu ndo dzati mhanyei. Ndichakumbira kuti mutore kanguva kadiki diki. Tiri kunzwa vakawanda vachitaura nyaya yekuti timire tigoona kuti zvichafamba sei. Chiri kunyatsoda kuonekwa nevanhu apa chii chaizvo prof?
Vanhu chavari kuda kunyanyo kuona kukwanisa kunge vachibata mari yacho nokuona kuti zvakapromiswa nehurumende zvokuti izvo haichazorambi ichidonha inenge ichi uremu hwayo kunenge hwakabatanidzwa negoridhe riri painternational market ndizvo here. Asi vateereri ndinoda kuyambirai kuti kumira tingamira zvedu, asi hatingafaniri kumira takarivara tisingataure nokuongorora nokudzidzisana zvekare tichishandisa zvatakamboona zvemari dzakauya tichitarisa nemari idzodzidzi kuti zvichazofamba sei mari yacho yavapo. Nokuti tikangomira chete tisinganatsi kuchenjedzana tisinganatsi kurayira vohurumende patinoona pakaipa panozouya mari yacho tinozongowira zvekare mudambudziko ratakawira nedzimwe mari dzakaindoiswa nehurumende. Saka zvirongwa zvakaita seizvozvi zvine zvimwe ngazvirambe zvichiitwa chaizvo chaizvo kuti vanhu painozouya mari yacho ibatwa mumaoko munhu wese unenge akuihwisisa hurumende inenge yakuona painofanira kugadzirisa. Nokuti tiri kuona kuti mamistakes emari dzakudhara dzokuti hadzokwanisi kutenda zvakare zvakati ndo hatiri kutoona arongoradza ndo achaitika pachauya mari yacho. Kuitika kwaizvozvo kuchaizoita kuti mari yacho ingozodonha zvese dzimwe sharu dzakaindochisa.
Tinotenda prof. Regai titore mukana uno kuti titende profesa Masocha nekupinda muchirongwa. Sibonga njalo Mr. Kuchera kuti ungenile kuhlelo. Sibonge njalo lava ngene ngocingo ubaba uMoyo eseSouth Africa kanye lobaba uNkomo eseBotswana. Okwakhathesi isikhathi sethu yiso esesigijimile. Sibonga ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabokang Mubele.